Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to Musicals with Cheese, special episode Make Me Musical, and I am joined by a very special guest. You will recognize them from the musical Six and currently touring in Pretty Woman the musical. It is Bethany McDonald.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining me today. So let's talk a little bit about Pretty Woman and yourself. So you have an illustrious theater career already. You've done so much work. A lot of it in London. Is this like some of your first work in America? I know you were off Broadway for a brief period, but is this your first American touring cast?
Yes, this is my first tour. I've worked in New York for a couple of years. I did two new musicals, and then I went on to Norwegian Bliss and did Six, the musical, recently before this. And this is my first US tour, so I'm seeing a lot of the country that I've never seen before, which is amazing. Yeah.
So how is it so far? Like, how are you enjoying, like, inner America?
It's interesting because it's like... like there's some things that are like similar everywhere, but then everywhere feels like it has its own little, like, it's like America but in a different font, if you know what I mean. It's like everything is like similar, but then also everything has its own personality. So it's interesting going to different places and seeing all the differences, especially within like 2 days. It's like you can see back to back how different places are. It's really interesting, and it's huge. America is massive. Like I knew it was big, but like being in England and driving 5 hours, you're basically halfway across the country. But in America, you're in the same state. It's insane to me still. But yeah, I'm learning a lot being here.
And I mean those long road trips and all that, what is that like, the traveling experience?
I was a little bit nervous about it because I sometimes get a bit like travel sick on buses and cars and things, and I was like, I hope I'm not, you know, on an 8-hour bus and thinking, oh, I feel sick. But I've been totally fine. Like, the bus is fine, and it's kind of fun, those travel days, even though they're really early in the morning. Sometimes it's like bus calls 6:45, and then you've got like sometimes like a 10-12 hour travel day. But you just get your comfy clothes on, you get your little, you know, your shows to watch and your music to listen to, and it ends up being like a little, it's like your day off. So I quite enjoy the travel days, actually. And we're all in it together, even if we're all exhausted. It's like we're in it together, so it's quite fun.
You've been traveling since last August of 2023, roughly.
Yeah, we started rehearsals August 31st, and then we opened October 2nd. So since October 2nd, we've been on the road.
That's incredible. And what's the coolest place you've been to so far?
I really loved DC because we were at the National Theatre and it was beautiful. And then it felt a little bit like New York. So we were on public transit to get to and from the theatre. So you felt quite, it was just like you were back in a little city again. And it was really lovely. And I also really loved Appleton, Wisconsin. It was our first week sit down, random. But it was like our first week sit down. We got an Airbnb and it just felt so cozy. It was like October time. So I always think back, I'm always like, oh, I love Appleton. That was one of my favorite places as well.
That's incredible. How are you enjoying Detroit so far? I gotta rein it back into the Michigander side. How are you enjoying it so far?
It's great. I really, really like it. We've been in rehearsals and stuff this week, so we're going to get a bit more chance to see things this week, like tonight and tomorrow night. We're going to the mansion, the famous mansion.
The Motown mansion, yes.
So yes, tonight, okay. After You'll the show. So I'm excited about that. One of our friends is friends with the owner, so we're as a cast, we're going after the show, so I'm excited to see that. And I think we're going to go to the Motown Museum as well.
It's beautiful.
I'm excited. I've heard some of our cast have already been, so I'm excited to see that. And one of our friends, the lady who plays Kit DeLuca, Ray, mm-hmm. she's from Detroit. Yeah.
I went to college with her.
Did you?
A lot of like, I'm not going to like paint it as close, but like a lot of my friends and people that I work with and know very well are very close with Ray. So when I posted my playbill, they're like, you got to see Ray. I'm like, oh yeah, she's wonderful.
Oh, she's incredible. She's one of my best friends. I absolutely love Ray. So yeah, she's from Detroit. So she sent us all like a PDF of all the places we need to go in the week. She's on it with the Detroit week. So yeah, it's going really well. I'm enjoying it.
I'm glad to hear it. Well, since Pretty Woman is a musical based on a very classic rom-com, yeah. I figured for this time we're doing Make Me a Musical, we're going to make a musical out of one of your favorite rom-coms of all time, as you've told me before. I hope it lands still. It is The Holiday.
Yeah.
Starring Jack Black and Kate Winslet and Jude mm-hmm. Law and Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful like a quartet of leads. Yeah. I will say I've watched it once 1,000 years ago. You're gonna have to remind me of some of the plot for this, but I'm ready for this.
Okay.
So The Holiday, the basic premise, remind me of that. It's like,
yeah. So it's two different storylines. One's in England, one's in America. And Kate Winslet is in England. She's in love with her boss, but her boss is, they used to be together, but he is engaged to somebody else. She's like helplessly in love with him, but they can't be together. So she's miserable. And then Cameron Diaz is in a terrible relationship with just a horrible man, like a horrible narcissistic man, you know, one of those. And so she gets out of that relationship, breaks up with him, and they both need a break from their own lives. So they go on this little online site, and it's about house switching for the holidays for Christmas, and they find each other and they decide randomly to switch houses for 2 weeks. So then they both get a flight the next day, fly to each other's houses, and then the whole storyline goes on from there of, you know, the Kate Winslet meets Cameron Diaz's brother, and they end up, in the end, they end up falling in love and they're together. And then Cameron Diaz meets, oh no, that's not right.
No, Kate Winslet meets Jack Black and Cameron Diaz meets Jude Law, who
yes,
I believe
which
is
Kate Winslet's brother. Yes. Right. Okay. Yeah.
You got two gorgeous blonde women. You're going to mix them up.
It's confusing. Yes. So Cameron Diaz meets Kate Winslet's brother in England and they end up being in love. But then they all have to go back to their own homes and it's, what do we do? Do we stay together? Do we, you know, do we leave it here? And it all ends up happy and nice because it's a Christmas film, obviously. Mm-hmm. But in the end, Cameron Diaz and Kate Winslet's brother, Jude Law, get together and stay together, as far as we know. Mm-hmm. And then Jack Black and Kate Winslet start dating. Mm-hmm. And it's lovely. And it's very wholesome and cute, but it's a bit stressful along the way. Yeah.
Got basic rom-com setup. So let's say curtain opens and we have these two characters. We have, I'm going to call them by their actresses' names for the sake of clarity. Cameron Diaz, trailer editor in LA. And then we got Kate Winslet in like rainy London. And they both need a switch. What do you think the opening number, their I Want song would be?
Is it a song that exists, right? Obviously.
No. Make one up. Give me a fake title.
No.
I mean, they both need a switch. So maybe like just they're hot or house swapping is the exact term. Like,
yeah, I think so.
Time for
a
swap, something like that.
Yeah. Oh, do you know, there's a song from Ordinary Days called Gotta Get Out.
Yes. Okay, cool. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. So they both need to get out. And do they meet at all, like, in person together, or?
Not until the very end. So, like, they're just online. Yeah.
I love this as just a theatrical concept where almost kind of if-then where you have two separate lives living out at once.
Yeah.
Like, so how would we, if you could cast any big Broadway stars in these two roles, which two actresses would you think about?
Oh gosh, I'm terrible with actresses. That's a great question. I feel like
Because I think Broadway has a bad habit of casting a lot of Americans to play British people, and vice versa. Like, considering Pretty Woman, we got Samantha Barks as Vivian.
Yeah. You know, what is her name? I've completely forgotten. She's huge in England, and she could play Kate Winslet in the... Oh my gosh, what is her name?
Throw a show out. Hannah Waddingham. I'm gonna just get.
Yes,
I read your mind. That was wonderful.
Blonde and British. You were like Hannah Waddingham. Yes.
Yes, she'd be a wonderful Kate Winslet character. She's tall, blonde, beautiful. Yeah. So, all right, then who would we put as our Cameron Diaz? What is the vibe? Like, who is the theater Cameron Diaz?
Well.
Could be, like, a smaller role or a smaller vocal role for a movie star to step in. You could get maybe, and Anne Hathaway is, like, finally, like, I'm going to do my musical stint on Broadway.
She could do that. She could do that. I was also thinking the lady who played, you know what? I'm so terrible remembering names.
I'm having fun with the guessing game side of it. So just throw out. I'm pretty good at reading your face and being like Hannah Waddingham.
It's that one. Okay. The woman who played Elle Woods in Legally Blonde originally.
Yes. You got me. I know who you're talking about, but Laura Bell Bundy. She's on the same podcast network. I really shouldn't have done that. But yeah, Laura Bell Bundy would be. That is the Broadway Cameron Diaz. All right.
Don't you think? I think.
No, that's perfect. I mean, Now we're gonna move on to like the more obvious answers. I feel like it goes without saying. Maybe the Jack Black of Broadway would be Alex Brightman. Is that too easy an answer?
No, that would be amazing. Yes. Okay.
And
that
seeing
would be cool.
Him and Hannah Waddingham try to sing romantic duets together.
Hilarious. It'd be so good.
Okay, you're selling me on this musical. Now, Jude Law.
Let's make it. Jude Law. Maybe, again, names escape my brain. He was the original Dr. Potterman in Waitress. He was the original Book of Mormon, Elder Price.
Yeah, well, in London, right?
Yeah. But then he was also on Broadway with Sarah Bareilles.
Because Drew Gayling?
Is it him? It might be him.
I remember him from the Waitress original Broadway cast album. Oh, well, I've listened to that too much. I don't know if he's British, though. He's much American.
No, he's not. He's American. Ignore me. I was just thinking he's tall and handsome and very
He is. He is all of the above.
Yeah. Okay. British. Gosh.
I mean, once again, we could go with the American way of casting a Yank to play a British person and do a horrendous accent. Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, I saw that recently and I was like, ooh.
I'm curious, like how bad do our accents sound to your ears?
You know, occasionally. No, sometimes on TV and stuff, I feel like it's getting better. I feel like back in the day it was a little bit worse. And I feel like a lot of my friends are like, am I doing your accent? And I'm like, yeah. It's like close. I feel like it's getting better. Sometimes I'm like, ooh, like sometimes I will hear, and vice versa as well, like I'll hear someone doing an American accent on TV and then I'll hear a British slip up and I'm like, oh, they're not British, they're not American. Because I can obviously tell because I'm British, and when I've done like been learning the accent and things, I'm like, oh, that's a tell that you're not actually American, or that's a tell that you're not actually British. I feel like there's little slips, but I don't feel like generally people notice. I feel like it's just because I'm so I am British trying to do an American accent, so I will hear that, and the same way around I'll be like, oh, you did an R instead of an R, you know. I'm like, that's American.
Do you ever let that slip and notice it when you're performing as Vivian in Pretty Woman?
I hope not. I feel like I'm getting to, most of the musicals I've ever done have been in an American accent. So I feel like when I'm performing, it's always in American. It's like the two go hand in hand in my brain. So hopefully no, hopefully you don't realize. Well,
That's amazing. Yeah. I have tried to look up who the gentleman was that played Elder Price in the West End, and it looks like Gavin Creel, who unfortunately is an American from Ohio, and that is just as surprising to me as it is to anyone else.
Okay, yeah, that's who I meant, but okay, no. Okay, well, if we're thinking of a British person, I'm so much better with Americans. Do you know anyone British who's tall?
Oof. Any Brits that are tall. There has to be. Like, the ones that come to my mind are just, you know, the Arthur Darvill. Like, that. He's, like, charming and British.
He could work.
Or Matt Smith. He's just done his work. I know he's, like, a name. He's, like, a proper Doctor Who. But he, like, was an American Psycho. He's done theater. He could probably do this and, you know, get the seats in there. Fill the seats.
I know one. Oh, I don't know his name.
Pitch it. I can read your mind.
Okay. I think he was in like a UK series called The Bodyguard at one point. He has really, really blue eyes. He's beautiful. Oh, that's all I have.
You are so funny, and this is wonderful. Is it Richard Madden?
You know what? If you said his name, I still wouldn't know. So I actually think
this man has very blue eyes. So I'm going to assume it's him.
Yeah. If you saw him, you'd know who he was. But
oh, yes. Those eyes are blue.
Very.
And he is very attractive. And he was in the MCU, so he'd get the seats in too. You have a lot of good choices here. Now, honestly, this cast we've got here, I would see this, I would pay money, and just imagining Alex Brightman just playing off of Hannah Waddingham is wonderful.
Gold. So,
we have this little romance story, and I know for a fact we have an older character named Arthur Abbott in The Holiday. We need to find an older, elder statesman actor, a Joel Grey type.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Maybe a name.
Yeah, let's go for it.
You have to both know who he is.
Yeah. I don't have to know. You can just tell me. I'll trust you.
there's so many. Do you know? Oh, I don't know if he's old enough. He might be old enough now. Okay. Let's go. Yeah, we're playing charades with people. He's in so many things. He's in... Oh my gosh. Do you know what's the film? Do you know How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
Yes.
You know the dad of, he's like losing his memory a little bit in the show and he's like in everything. He's the dad of the main character, of the main guy.
We're talking, okay. All right. So the dad in the film, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, or the show, yes. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
In the film.
Is it Robert Klein? Yeah, it looks like Robert Klein.
So yes.
Yes, he's this is so, definitely the man that's been in everything.
Him. Every time I cry in everything he's in because he's just, I just love him. But I feel like he would be a good Albert. Yes.
I think so too. And now we've got a big cast of like, I'm not even going to say, these are well known enough where you could definitely get this picked up. Mm-hmm. Now, can you name for me like the one romance song? It could be any title you can think of, but what do you, like, let's imagine we're getting into the end of Act One, are two lovers have met and they're starting to feel things. What would you title that song?
Let's think.
Like, so... Well, the premise is that they were like a world away, so maybe something like that, like miles away together, but a thousand miles away.
Yeah, like, aw, that's really cute. No, you, I like that one.
All right, together, but a thousand miles away.
Yeah, it's kind of like so close, but yet so far. Vibe.
Exactly. You know,
together, but a thousand miles away. That's really sweet. I love that. Okay.
And then, of course, the final number of the entire show, because it starts on Christmas and ends on New Year's. I say we start the opening number should be a song called The Holiday, and the ending number should be Another Holiday.
Oh, that's funny. I like that.
All right. You enjoy that pitch. Now,
yes.
Let's think. I think, and I don't know if you agree, if we were to have this come to Broadway or the West End or wherever, Nancy Myers has to come back to write it. This is her baby. Okay. But who would you get to compose the music for The Holiday? Who do you think will capture that spirit?
I feel like there's going to be a few Pata songs in this show because I feel like it's... I was thinking, you know, Agony from Into the Woods.
That's yes.
Not a song, but, you know, like those kind of like dramatic, funny songs. I feel like that kind of vibe would be like at the beginning when the two girls are like miserable and like, mine's worse than yours, kind of, because look at my life. And then I feel like Gotta Get Out is a Pata song. So I feel like somebody, like some composers who are good with like the contemporary, funny Pata song things. So maybe like, but also some like ballads, like Pasig and Paul are good with like those kind, you know.
Yeah, obviously. The like, they're good with ballads. You know who I think might be an unsung person that I think would strike the balance with the patter songs, because they're very good at that, but also like very good at empathetic work? That's David Yazbek. Do you, from the bands Visit and Tootsie and Woman on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown and The Full Monty?
I know of all these musicals, but I don't specifically know him, but I've heard of all these musicals. I need to listen to all of them, but...
No, it's fine. It's fine. I just know that Laura Benanti sings a very popular patter song from Woman on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown.
And... Oh, yes, of course. No, we played that in the dressing room the other day.
And the band's Visit has some beautiful ballads. So I was like, all right, who am I going to shove together to make this? But also, if we're going to be playing in the more comedy territory, we could have Jeff Richmond, who did Mean Girls, who I think, by all accounts, not like the most amazing musical in the world. I think his vibe matches Nancy Myers' vibe very well.
Right. That's a good choice.
So who do you think would direct this? Like, would you get some newbie, or would you get someone brave and bold like Rachel Chavkin, or would you stick with like someone a little more traditional like James Lapine?
I would want to get a newbie who loves The Holiday, like who's like who is like, I've grown up, what, because I'm like, I'll direct it. No,
you should. You know what, I forget anything, I want you to direct this. But I also want you to not know your actors' names and be like, you were in that movie, weren't you?
Yeah. And like, I remember that film and that one scene, but what is your name? That is literally, oh, my life. But I grew up watching this with my mum every Christmas. We love this film. It's our favorite film. So I would want somebody who loves it like that, who knows it inside out, because then I feel like they would make it better. And I also love like up and coming directors and people in the industry who are just really passionate, and just, I love when people are given their first like big break. That's amazing. That's, I would vote for that.
Now you're involved with Pretty Woman. I'm going to ask you from your experience, what are the moments in that show that makes the audience like really applaud and scream and cheer in recognition because they're seeing their favorite movie on stage?
There's a few. There's definitely... when she comes out in the red dress, a lot of the time, like they do clap because they're like, it's the red dress. She's a beautiful woman. There's also like the quick change in beautiful. She goes from her opening cutout dress outfit into the white dress and the black shoes and all the shopping bags. And she looks fancy again. Sometimes they'll clap for that part. They always, always laugh and clap at Kit's line, which I don't want to swear, but
I will say it. Cinder fucking Ella.
Yeah, that's the one. everyone's waiting for it. And sometimes they'll say it before she does in the audience. They're like, it's Cinderella. Like, they'll be shouting it out. And then they say it and she's like, yeah. They love that line. That's like one of those ones where everyone will join in before she says it.
That is lovely. So we're going to take that concept. What is that moment for the holiday musical that we're pitching here? What is the moment that the audience will cheer up before that the actor can even say it? Before Hannah Waddingham even spits out the words?
Maybe it's the monologue at the end when she's like, talks about... I think it's something related to gumption. She talks about, like, she's been talking about, you know, saying what she feels and being independent the whole film. And then Albert, is it Albert?
I believe so, the older man.
Older man. Yes. Talks about, you're the leading lady. Why are you being the supporting character in your own story? And you need gumption. And at the end, she finally, like, tells him how she feels. And he's like, what's gotten into you? She's like, I think it's something called gumption. And then she slams it on his face. I feel like it might be that. Or, yeah, I think it's something like that. And then...
gumption. Like, I could just see, like, them building that up in that theatrical way. I think it's something like...
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Gumption. Yeah. And listening to the audience, like, screaming up before they get there. Yeah. Nodding.
Yeah, I feel like that would be it.
I love it. Now... We've pitched all these things. It's opening on Broadway. Who do you think, or we already talked about that. What do you think the critics are going to say? What is the New York Times byline of are the holiday musical directed by Nancy Meyers with music by Tony, or with David Yazbek?
I feel like it'll be star-studded cast, incredible new music by a new incredible direction. By a new up-and-coming director who clearly loves the film, brought the film to life. It's Hollywood on a stage, you know, one of those. I feel like it's going to get rave reviews, 17 stars, you know?
I love it so, so much. Now, I think we've done it, and we did record time. We came up with all the pieces that make a musical, and you are so worried, and you did a fantastic job.
I was stressed. Because I can't think of
anything. I hope you can relax now. I hope you're feeling like I made it to the other side. That was a good time. I had fun.
We did it.
Now, just to wrap it up, let's talk a little bit about yourself. Like theater, like you're in Pretty Woman now. What is your dream roles?
I would love to play Jenna in Waitress one day. I love the music, and I've also just always loved country style songs and obviously musical theatre. So when it's got that country vibe in the musical theatre, I'm obviously like in love with the music. Sarah Bareilles is a genius. I also love the storyline. It's amazing. One of my dream roles was to be in Six, to be one of the queens in Six. And then for the first time in my career, I got to do a show where it was like, this is one of my dream shows. Like, we went into the rehearsals and started learning the songs. And I was like, I get to learn the songs I actually love. Like, this is incredible. So that was a really cool experience. I'd love to do Six again. And also, one day I'd like to be Velma Kelly in Chicago. One day.
I will say, your face looks like a Velma Kelly. You have, like, the perfect eyebrows for that role.
Thank you.
Like, before even meeting you, I was sent headshots and all that of you. I'm like, this girl's eyebrows are next level.
Oh my gosh. Okay, thank you. That is such a random compliment, but I love that. Thank you.
I mean, they're great. And you would suit all of those roles. Is there any, every artist has a role where it's like, it would be great, but I don't think I'll ever play them. Do you have one of those? Whether it be because I'm not that gender, I'm not that, or XYZ?
I would love to play Evan in Dear Evan Hansen.
What would be your take on Evan?
I love the music, and that's always like my first thing. As soon as I love the music, I'm in. But I do feel like I think he's like, you know, he's like a bit awkward and jittery and that kind of, you know, that energy. I definitely have that most of the time. I feel like I can relate to that, and I really like he's just so wholesome, and I just love his storyline. I don't know. I think my take would be kind of similar to Ben Platt's take, honestly. he does a great job. So, yeah, that but me.
All right. And I guess the last question is, where can people find you on the social media and discover all your incredible work and know where to see you in your next show?
So on Instagram, my handle is Bethany McDonald Actor, because Bethany McDonald was taken. So that's what I had to go with. I have like a website, it's just bethanymcdonald.co.uk. Facebook and Instagram are the same. And then, yeah, I mean, I usually post things on Instagram as soon as I know that what my next project is, and my website, I'll keep things updated. And yeah, that's mostly it. I have a TikTok, but it's like, I've got like 5 videos. So Instagram's probably the best to do.
No, so, that's wonderful. And if you want to see Bethany in Pretty Woman the Musical, it is currently playing in Detroit until February 25th, but then it is going to keep on touring around the United States and probably some in Canada until May of 2024. If you can, I can recommend it. This cast is stellar. You'll have a great time, and the audience energy is really so enthusiastic and so contagious. You're going to have a good time no matter what. You will definitely see Bethany on stage no matter what. But if you're lucky enough to catch them when they're playing Vivian, I'm sure that would be an absolute treat.
Yay.
Have you done it yet? Have you done it for an audience yet?
I have. I debuted on January 13th in Thousand Oaks. And then 2 weeks ago in Reno, I got 4 shows because our lead ended up being kind of sick for a good shows. So I did like a Wednesday night, Thursday night, and then I did 2 shows on Saturday. It was so much fun. I had the best time. So yeah, we'll see when that happens again.
We'll see. But no matter what, you do get to be told big mistake every night.
Yeah, I love it.
And your little blonde bob.
Yeah. That is one of the iconic roles as well. Lines that people will laugh at and they'll like join in on. They're like, big, huge. It's, yeah, everyone knows that one too.
Thank you so much for joining me. I hope this was a good time for you. And for all the rest of you at home, we'll see you next time on our next episode. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.